Blog Talk Radio.
Now I ain't saying them L.A. ladies don't know what they're doing. And I've been in love with New York City a time or two. Seattle coffee, some Chicago wind, some Kansas wheat fields I'd love to see again. But the fireflies play where the cattails grow, and them southern girls, they talk nice and slow with kisses sweeter than Tupelo, honey. Little bit crazy like New Orleans, Memphis. Southern girl, a southern girl's mama probably taught her how a lady should act. But a southern girl's probably got a barn somewhere weird out back.
Austin Dillon, driver of the Dallas Chevrolet, and you're listening to The Pit Stop with Tim DeSpain.
Live from the Dagger Brew House on the historic Talladega Courthouse Square in downtown Talladega, Alabama, you're in The Pit Stop with Tim DeSpain and Stephen Wilson of the Speedway Digest Radio Network. Big thanks to the owner of the Dagger Brew House. Come by and join us at 120 Courthouse Square South for our Saturday night pre-race Daytona party. The number to call in is 215-383-3681. We got a lot of breaking news coming out of Daytona. Just to throw this out there, just a few minutes ago in the Xfinity Series race. Kyle Busch was involved in a multi-car crash, hit the inside wall right outside the trioval. There was no safety barrier. He skipped the infield care center. They took him to Halifax, Daytona. And Stephen Wilson is in Daytona, so maybe we can get some insight about that. But right now, let's go ahead and get everything started. Let's go ahead and say a prayer, and we'll get everything going. Excuse me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Okay, back here live at the Dega Brew House in Talladega, Alabama. I want to bring on my good friend, Chrissy Kinzer. Friends of my good friend, Todd Figgis. Let's bring Chrissy into the pit stop and tell us about Stephen Woods. Hey, Chrissy, how's everything up there in Watkins Glen, New York? Are you there, Chrissy? Can you hear me, Chrissy? Apparently, Chrissy is dropped. So let's go back in here and get, let's start talking about some news. Yeah, I had mentioned earlier, Kyle Busch was involved in a multi-car crash. Yeah, I don't know how many laps it was left. We were getting set up here, and he skipped the into a care center. They took him straight to Halifax, complaining about leg problems. Somebody said he had a air cast on his right leg, and he hit a spot inside the infield at Daytona International where there was not a safer bag. But just want to let everybody know, Stephen Wilson will be coming out CEO of SpeedwayDigest.com. He is in Daytona live on Simon. We also have Darren Jones coming up at the bottom of the hour, 6:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern. Manager of the fabrication body shop, BK Racing. Just want to talk about a little bit. You know, NASCAR indefinitely suspended driver Kurt Busch. This was out of Daytona Beach, NASCAR indefinitely suspended driver Kurt Busch for action detrimental to stock car races following their release today of a supplemental disposition setting forth findings and conclusions and formed the basis of the family court of the state of Delaware decision on Monday to issue an order of protection from abuse against a Busch driver. driver of the number 41 car was found to be in violation of sections 12.18, actual detrimental to stock car racing, sections 12.8, behavior penalty. Given the serious nature of the findings and conclusions made by the commissioner of the family court of the state of Delaware, NASCAR has indefinitely suspended driver Philip Woods, taken immediately. Excuse me. He will not be allowed to race nor participate in any NASCAR activities until fuller notice. Kurt Busch and his Stewart Haas racing team are fully aware of our position and while the decision we made, we will continue to respect the process and timetable of authorities involved. NASCAR. This was yesterday. And shortly after that, a statement from Gene Campbell, Chevrolet Vice President of Motorsports and Performance Vehicles. This is from Stephen Wilson. Chevrolet has suspended its relationship with Kurt Busch indefinitely. We will continue to monitor the events surrounding Mr. Busch and are prepared to take additional action if necessary. That was from PR team Chevy. And also, here's a statement from Stewart Haas Racing, Stewart Haas PR. Stewart Haas Racing is named Braden Smith, interim driver of its number 41 Haas Automation Chevrolet SS for the 57th run of Daytona 500 Sunday at Daytona International Speedway. Smith has some history with Stewart Haas Racing. As he subbed for Tony Stewart in the team's number 14 car last August at Watkins Glen, New York International, Smith was the 2008 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Rookie of the Year and won the 2011 Southern 500 North and South Carolina. He's a full-time driver in the NASCAR Xfinity Series and finished second in the 2014 championship. Smith, 31, is from Cato, New York, an internal driver for the number 41 at next weekend's Sprint Cup race at Atlanta Motor Speedway, and subsequent races not been determined. That was from PR. And then also, we had a little incident in the Budweiser duels at Daytona Thursday night. Dennis Patrick and Benny Hamlin were involved in a couple of collisions during the build up to Sunday's Daytona 500. They exchanged words after the second and third Budweiser duel, with different opinions about how the situation played out. Patrick said he couldn't it too close while drafting. This is her. Here we are in the race, and I'm seeing him in my mirror. This is quote for Danica Patrick. He's so tucked up underneath me, so close. I get being close, but he is then going to be. He is going to my left wheel. It just gets in light, and it spins, and it's spun around. I don't want to have these issues, but if we are going to have these issues, then we are going to have to deal with them. We can't be putting ourselves out of the race on someone else's expense. This is from Hamlin. Hamlin says he did not make contact with Hamlin. Quote unquote for Denny Hamlin. No contact made her spin. I just said you got to tighten the car up. I can't predict who has a loose setup or not. I mean, we're super speedway racing. I treat her as equal as any one of the racetracks. She deserves her spot here, but you have to be able to run close to somebody on a super speedway. With that being said, let's see if we have Chrissy back. Chrissy here at Pit Stop, Tim and Spice, Steve Wilson, can you hear me? Are you there, Chrissy? I doubt that Chrissy's not there. She must have a bad signal there in upstate New York. Okay, go on to further news. The NASCAR Camping World Truck Series, race number one. Daytona International Speedway, Florida, 2.5 miles. Paved. Total race length 100 laps, 250 miles. Your winner was Tyler Reddick, number 19. Draw Tyler Ford. Second was Eric Jones. Third, Scott Legacy Jr. Fourth, Austin Terre Haute. Fifth was a good friend of Ray Black Jr. Sixth was David Gillian. Seventh was Brian Salas. Eighth was Matt Crapper. Ninth was Daniel Suarez. Tenth was Johnny Sullivan. Just to come on down through the field, Joe Nemechek finished 20th. John West Townsend 22nd. Dean Kennedy 28th. And to round all that out, that's your Camping World Truck Series. And final practice today for the 57th run of the Daytona 500. Denny Hamlin was first and final practice today. There wasn't 35 cars until the time for the Denny Hamlin had a 44.531 speed, 202.106 miles an hour. When you throw that over to the side, the best 10 consecutive lap average, Ricky Stenhouse had the best 10 lap average. His average speed over 10 laps, 199.560. And at this time, we're probably going to do a little commercial or so and wait on our guests to come up here at the bottom of the hour. You're in the pit stop. Tim is finding Stephen Wilson on the Speedway Digest Radio Network.
All these times, it's in my blood and it's all around. I love you now like I love you then.
Okay, we're back live at the Baker Brew House here on at 120 South Court Square, in Talladega, Alabama. We have the co-owner, 50% stakeholder in this little deal. We got Lindsay Moses. Let's welcome Lindsay into the pit stop. Team is Brandon Stephen Wilson. Lindsay, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for that
order. You're welcome. Do y'all have anything going for the race weekend, for the Jacko 500 race weekend here at Talladega coming up in May?
Yes, we have the driver run some great specials, bring in the community, and also invite those people who are coming to visit for the race. Got open arms to come down. It's a 10-minute drive down from the racetrack. We'll be here. We've got large cafe on the back, which will be hosted by them. We've got some cornhole games, and we'll get some CDs out there and everything. If you're not going to the race, come watch it here with us. But hopefully we'll be going to that race. But also we've got our daily specials. We offer happy hours for every day from 4 to 6. You know, we got $2 domestic, $1 off draft, $3 well drinks on Monday through Friday. Tonight we've got a great band coming in from Chicago. Adam Sands, Fowler, and Daniel Collins. And we're starting on Monday night, having a charity trivia night. We do a $5 buy-in, and the winning team, all money cash, gets to donate for your charity of choice in the community. We got Riley Green coming March 28th. We have cover on that, but he's well worth it. A little local celebrity in the area. So we have live music every weekend. So there's stuff going on here in Talladega, and we hope everybody to come out and support the community and support local businesses here. We've worked really hard on a beautiful building, renovating an old 1918 building into a rustic, modern version of its old self. So well, thank you for having me. And
yes, ma'am. Lindsay, you're very welcome. Thank you for having us, and we would love to come back and do another show one night.
Definitely. We'll get it scheduled.
Okay. We'd like to do something right before race weekend here in Talladega, but we're going to be in Richmond, so maybe we can schedule something a little bit before.
Yeah, we'll do it a little beforehand, and we'll make it happen. But definitely, we've got the race coming up really quick, so we'll start making preparations. We definitely will have some fun. It'll be a destination to drive to from the track if you are visiting. And we might even try to get some buses and things lined up for people who will come to buses, who do want to come into town. So.
Yeah. And, you know, also, Lindsay, just right behind us here, right off the historic Talladega Courthouse Square, we have the Baby Allison Hall of Fame Memorial, too.
Just a hop, skip, and a jump away. It's right behind us.
Yes, ma'am, it is. Lindsay, thank you very much for taking your time. And, We'll talk to you in a little bit after I need a beer.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Lindsay.
Thank you.
All right, that was Lindsay Moses from 50% stakeholder here at the Baker Brew House in Talladega. At the bottom of the hour here in a few minutes, we got my good friend Stephen Wilson coming up. But, starting lineup for the Daytona International for the 57th running of the Daytona 500. I'll start from the very back, and I'll tell you who did not qualify. Did not qualify, number 62, Brian Scott, number 29, Justin Martin, number 30, Ron Hornaday Jr., number 26, Jeb Burton, number 7, Alex Bowman, and number 98, Josh Wyatt. Did not qualify for the field. And I'll start back at row 22. Row 22 is car number 32. Bobby Labonte took a championship provision. Row 21, starting 42nd, Denny Hamlin. 41st, Casey Mears. 40th, A.J. Allmendinger. 39th, Brad Keselowski. 38th, Sam Holmes Jr. 37th, Trevor Bain. 36th, Johnny Sauter. 35th, Matt Kenseth. 34th, Michael Waltrip. 33rd, Eric Amarola. Row 16, 32nd start position, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 31st, Ty Dillon. Row 15, 30th, Austin Dillon, 29th, Kyle Larson. Row 14, the number in 28th spot, number 34, David Reagan, 27th, Michael Annette. Row 13, 26th spot, David Gillen, 25th spot, J.J. Yates. Row 12, Kurt Busch in the 24th spot, Mike McDowell in the 23rd, Roll 11, Ryan Newman in the 22nd. Paul Arnold will roll off 21st, Roll 11, Roll 10, Danica Patrick roll off 20th, Cole Whit 19th, Roll 9, rolling off 18th, Justin Allgaier 17th, Landon Castle. Roll 8, my good friend Mike Wallace made the field, rolling off 16th, his number 66, Crazy Vapor, ZK, NGM, Toyota. And right inside of him in the 15th position, Jamie McMurray. Row 7, in the 14th position, Reed Sorensen. 13th, Casey Kane. 12th, Ryan Blaney. 11th, Kevin Harvick. To round out your top 10, starting 10th, Martin Truex Jr. Starting 9th, Clint Boyer. 8th, Greg Biddle. 7th, Tony Stewart. 6th, Carl Edwards. 5th, Joey Logano. 4th, Kyle Busch. 3rd, Dale Earnhardt Jr. And on the front row, for the 57th runner of the Daytona 500, outside row 1, number 48, Jimmy Johnson, and your post hitter, number 24, Jeff Gordon. And we're still waiting at this time for Stephen Wilson and all them to call in, and Darren Jones. I'll go ahead and read off the schedule for tomorrow, Sunday, February 22nd. Radio pre-race is 12 o'clock on MRN. And TV pre-race is 12 o'clock also on Fox. Sprint Cup Series Daytona 500 will be at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on MRN, Sirius XM NASCAR Channel 90, and Fox. So if you have anything you want to call in and talk about, the number to call in is 215-383-3631. And we'll take another little quick break here while we're waiting on everybody to come on the show. You're in the pit stop. Tim and Spanish Steven Wilson live from the Daytona Brew House on the historic Courthouse Square in Talladega, Alabama.
Yeah.
live in the pit stop with Tim Spain, Stephen Wilson. Take a brew house on the historic courthouse square here in Talladega, Alabama. And right now, I want to bring my good friend, manager of the body fabrication shop at BK Racing, Darren Jones. Let's bring Darren in the pit stop. Wow.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Darren, how you doing tonight, bud?
I'm doing pretty good. How you been?
Good. I'm pretty sure it's a lot warmer down here in Daytona than up here in Talladega.
I'm actually back up in Mooresville, North Carolina. I flew home the night of the 150s and got in about 1 o'clock in the morning. It was about 5 degrees up here, and we ended up wrecking so many cars. We were gonna fix the 83 car the next day, so I had to fly home and with my guys and all that, and had to get back up. Went to bed about 2 o'clock and got back up, and I was at the shop at 7 and went to work.
Golly, that's the life of working with a crew. So. Well, are you gonna be back in Daytona tomorrow for the 500, bud, or are you gonna hang out up there more?
I think I'm gonna stay home. I've been down there so much the last 2 weeks that I haven't had a day off in 2.5 weeks now. So I got a chance to stay home and watch it on my new TV and with my girl and just enjoy the time off. You know?
There you go, bud. Yeah, because I know how you are. I know how all the other crews and the people are. Y'all put in so much time. And, I hate to bring this up, but I want to bring up what, Clint said the other day. Talk about that group qualifying. You got all these people that work so hard to get them cars ready, and then all of a sudden it's just gone in just a split second. You can tear the whole car, but you work so hard over the winter time and Christmas and everything, and it's gone.
Yeah, I know NASCAR is just trying to get a good product to make it exciting, but especially at Daytona, it just adds an element of excitement to the week. They've made making the race so hard. I was looking today, they had, up until happy hour, there was 8 practice sessions, plus the 150s, plus the group qualifying. And it's a lot of work there on the cars and the teams. We had one guy that drove from Charlotte to Daytona Beach about 4 times in the last week and a half. Picked up wrecked cars and bringing parts. And it definitely puts the strain on the team, especially ones that don't have the resources that the big teams have.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. And if you hear any background noise, you probably know where we're at the Jacob Brew House here. So, we're in a little sports bar and grill. They want us to do this show. But Darren, I know you're tired, but can you hang on a minute? I see my good friend Stephen Wilson, CEO Speedway Digest. He's done hot over here. Let's bring him on and see if he has any news about the crash earlier with Kyle Busch. Let's bring Stephen. Listen, CLSpeedwayDigest.com at a pit stop.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Stephen, how you doing tonight, bud?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm a little bit tired. Just got back from the truck.
We've got Darren. Darren said that he flew back the other day back to Mooresville, so he's probably going to hang out up there in Mooresville. And I know you got to meet Darren. Darren's a real good guy, knows his stuff, great crew member, knows exactly what he's doing. But, Stephen, I want to ask you, have you heard anything on Kyle Busch after that wreck in the Xfinity Series earlier? I know that they did not take him to the infield care center. They skipped that and went straight to Halifax Station.
Well, all I know is that, we saw him load him up and take him down to the infield care center. When I left, there hadn't been any announcement or anything like that from the infield care center, nor had he been released or the status on him as of yet. From my vantage point, we were about 8 pit stalls away from the end of pit out there. And I tell you what, when he smacked that wall, he smacked it real good. So he looked like he got out the car and passed out there in the grass. And right now, I don't really have any news for you as of yet. I'm still trying to figure out what's going on and what they've said and what they're about going to do. I know somebody texted me a little bit earlier and thought that there was some issues with his leg or something. So, I don't know right now. We're still waiting for NASCAR to make an announcement on what exactly is going on.
Okay, 10-4, David. Yeah, for those of y'all that do not know, Stephen Wilson is live from the Daytona International Speedway. He's been down there for a few days. He's on assignment and doing a great job, Stephen. Yeah, Suzanne said that she had seen somewhere on social media. I don't know if it's true or not. You know, you have to watch social media. But someone said that they had Kyle's right leg in an air cast. I don't know how true that is.
I'm not sure. Anne Marie had texted me earlier and said something about his leg. But you know, right now, you know, that as of when I left, there hadn't been anything from NASCAR or the officials as of yet on what's going on.
Okay. Darren, have you heard anything that myself and Steven have not heard about Kyle Busch?
I just pulled up Twitter and like one of the, there are several tweets that just came out in the last minute or so that says that he will not participate in the Daytona 500 tomorrow.
Okay, so we're going to be shy 2 Busch brothers in the Daytona 500 tomorrow.
That's crazy now that we've got 2 of them out of the event this weekend. I guess, have you already talked about the current Busch thing? I can talk about that for a minute.
Well, I talked about some of it at first, Stephen, but yeah, you got the floor, bud. You go ahead and talk about that. The last we heard was NASCAR, it came out of NASCAR, under my paperwork here somewhere. They heard his appeals, and it's still the same. Kyle will not race tomorrow. But you got the floor, bud. Go ahead, Stephen.
Well, yeah, NASCAR appeals board heard it this morning. They issued an announcement that they have denied his appeal as far as reducing his penalties down. Right now, he has the options of appealing that penalty, or as my understanding is from somebody else, is that he can take this to court if he so chooses. But I don't think at this point he's going to be able to, you know, compete for the future. You know, as Chevrolet has already suspended him from being in their race vehicles from this point on out, and it's going to be a long, hard road if and when he returns back to NASCAR. Most likely, it may not be with Stewart Haas Racing, but you know, this is the second time in the last couple of years that he has been suspended for instance outside of the track and on the track. And he got one reprieve already, and I don't think he's going to get so much this time again.
I don't know either, Steve. I'm ready, Steve. Darren, what's your thoughts on that? I know you've been around for a while. Darren, you got the floor. What's your thoughts on the Kyle Busch and Patricia Driscoll situation?
Well, I'm not at liberty to comment on anything like that.
Okay, my bad, Darren. I did not think much. Yeah, with you being a part of NASCAR, I did not think much. But Darren, I know you and Steven have got to meet. Y'all got to hang out. Pretty sure y'all went and eat some steaks or something while me and Suzanne didn't eat buying any sausages. But how's everything looking for the 500 tomorrow? I know Cole Whitt had a great qualifying run, and looks like he's going to run good in the draft, Darren. What's your take on that?
Well, it looks like tomorrow's going to be an interesting race out there. I think as of today, they've torn up about 78 race cars this weekend. We saw the same thing happen tonight with 14-car pile up there coming towards the end. And I think the intensity tomorrow will just continue on as is. there's a lot of good race teams out there that have the potential to win. It's just a matter of who makes it to the checkered flag first and stays clean throughout the race.
Yeah, there's been a lot of torque race cars down there. And Stephen, and Darren also, which is, I don't know if you can comment, Darren, but I want to let me ask you first, Darren, then I'll go to Stephen. I know me and Stephen, we're at liberty to comment. What is your take on this new qualifying deal that NASCAR set up after they changed it? And do you like it, or do you think they need to go back to single car qualifying?
I kind of like the single car qualifying because that's, you know, the group qualifying just kind of takes the team element out of it, you know, us building cars to get the most out of, and, you know, we still go to the wind tunnel and spend a lot of money switching these things, and I just think the single car qualifying shows the strength of a team, their creativity with what they have to work with aerodynamically and horsepower-wise, and so it just opens yourself up to tearing up a lot more stuff. I mean, this Generation 6 car was supposed to bring the cost of the sport down, and it's just has grown astronomically in the past 3 years. And I just think that the single car qualifying format has worked for 55, 60 years. I don't, you know, understand why we had to go to that, but, you know, that's how they want to do it. Way it is.
Yeah, I know, Darren. I mean, you know, people don't like change. I don't like change. Stephen, what's your take on it? What do you think about it? Do you think NASCAR needs to go back to single car qualifying or leave this group thing going?
Well, I mean, as far as here at Daytona, I think we saw immediately the reactions after Sunday and what happened out there with guys, especially sitting there. The very first round there was a fairly decent round with everybody seeming to go at the correct time, not sitting at the end of pit road. Obviously, you know, they tore up a couple race cars there. I think there was about three or four of them involved, including Hamlin, Sorensen, and a couple other guys out there. And then we saw as it progressed along where obviously towards the end, by the fourth round, we were seeing, you know, people waiting until about 58 seconds, just enough time to make it back to line with a second or so to spare. You know, the single car qualifying, as Darren said, you know, has worked for so many years out here at Daytona. You know, it's unfortunate that, you know, that the group qualifying was done the way that it was. You know, there needs to be some tweaks into it as far as the way that they approach it if they continue this next year at the Daytona 500, especially with the way that you have to get into these events. They've changed the way that you have to get in on qualifying, the duels. You know, there's too much at play right now to, I think, institute a qualifying session the way that they did. I think there needs to be more of a, you know, split them up, you know, split the field in, you know, quarters or whatever it may be. Let them go out there and run three laps at speed. And then, you know, move them on throughout the sessions. If anything else, I think that's a great idea in order to do that. Or just, you know, go back, especially because, you know, over the last 50 or so years in the Daytona 500, you know, it's been really a deal where, you know, teams could come down there, use their creativity, as Darren said, and just show the horsepower and what they've done in the off season. Plus give their sponsors and everybody else a little bit of TV time where they wouldn't necessarily have that, you know, in the group qualifying or in any other event out there.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Steve. And right before you come on, me and Darren were talking about, you know, the teams and the crews work so hard in the off season over Christmas and the holidays and everything to get that car ready. And I brought up the point about Clint. You know, Clint and Sorensen with their deal the other day, you know. Sorensen, you know, he was a kamikaze. He wanted to get in the race, and you can't blame him. But then you wreck, I'm not going to say you wreck, you have a confrontation with Clint Boyce, and it takes out that car. And, you know, I listened to Clint's interview, and he said the same thing that me and Darren were talking about. They worked so hard to get that car ready, and then all of a sudden, boom, the car tore to pieces, and you got to go to the back.
Yeah, I mean, most definitely. I think there really needs to be a change in this. NASCAR hopefully will take a look at it. They did make an immediate change for the Xfinity and the Camping World Truck Series and the way that those qualifyings are done. Hopefully next year, you know, they will take a look at it. Not only the drivers, you know, seem to take issue at it, but the fans at the same time seem to take issue. And, you know, it's as I always say, you know, you can only complain but so much about it, you know, but if you're not going to offer any solutions, sometimes, you know, the best thing is just not to say anything at all. And it's definitely a situation that hopefully somebody out there is listening and that, you know, there is a solution in place by the time we return in 2016 here to Daytona. You know, these group qualifying sessions seems to work out great at the smaller tracks just because of the nature of it. It almost gives it a heat style, you know, feel. But, you know, it doesn't necessarily, I feel, work at some of these, you know, restrictor plate races just because of the intensity involved. And you know, when these guys go out here and they tear up a couple $100,000 race car, you know, just to qualify for an event, you know, it makes it hard on the teams, even the well-funded teams out there to, you know, continue doing this. So hopefully next year there'll be some changes in this and we'll see improvement in the future.
Yeah, I think so too. But you see, Stephen, I know you're busy, and Darren, I know you're at home probably relaxing. But Darren, we want to give you the floor. You want to thank anybody that helped you along your way to where you are with with BK Racing. You got the floor, bro.
Can you repeat that for me? I couldn't understand what you're saying.
Okay. I know you're at home and Stephen's at Daytona. Just want to give you the floor, bud, and would you like to thank anybody that has helped you along the way to get you where you're at with BK Racing?
Well, I'd like to thank everyone that has helped me along the way through my 19 years of sport. And I started out at Stavola Brothers Racing a long time ago with Hutch Strickland. And worked for several teams along the way, Roush and Joe Gibbs. I came to BK Racing in May of last year just wanted to work for a smaller team and be part of something new from the ground up. And I really enjoy it. And I'd like to thank all of our sponsors there, Dr. Pepper, Maximum Fantasy Sports App, Burger King, Dustless Blasting, and everybody that's on our cars, and just, you know, keep your eyes out for J.J. Matt Benedetto, you know, all of our guys, and of course Jeb Burton and Alive the old car, and just, you know, stay tuned to Facebook and Twitter and support our team. I appreciate you having me on, and good to see you in Talladega.
Darren, we appreciate everything you do. Thanks for being a great friend, and we will be in Atlanta next week. And I don't know if I told you, Suzanne and I, we're going to trek over to Atlanta. Are you going to be there?
No, I won't be in Atlanta. And hopefully I'll have an actual weekend off next weekend.
Sounds good, bud. And thanks again. And we appreciate everything you do for the sport. And tell Ron and everybody, tell Marlo and all of them, we said hello, bud.
I sure will. If anybody out there in Radio Land is interested in moving to the Charlotte Lake Norman area, if you're interested in real estate, be sure to call Amy Knittle at REMAX at the Lake.
There you go. I'm glad you got that in, Darren, and I will get with you later on what we talked about earlier. Yes, if anybody's moving up
yes,
there,
sir.
Contact her. Darren, thanks again, bud. Go get some rest. We're gonna bring Stephen on. We're gonna bring Stephen on for a minute, and then we probably gonna shut it down. But take care, bud, and we'll talk at you on the flip side then.
All right, man. If you need anything, you guys need anything, just give me a call.
Yes, sir. We will. Thanks, Darren.
All right. Good night.
Good night. All right. Stephen, that's Darren Jones. I know you got to meet him down here. Darren stays busy, don't he? He's running around doing everything.
Yeah, he was running around down here in Daytona. And Tim, I appreciate you having me on tonight, but I'm gonna have to check out of here too. I got to run out of here, and I gotta get some stuff posted and get rolling on everything down here. So, yeah, I appreciate you having me on again tonight, and I'll talk to you on Tuesday night.
All right, Tim. Well, take care, bud, and I'll be looking for your post, and have fun today at the 57th run of the Daytona 500 tomorrow. We'll talk at you later, my friend.
Thanks, man. Talk to you later.
All right, bud. See you. I got my good friend, Stephen Wilson, CEO of SpeedwayDigest.com. We're gonna play a song right here, and we're going to check out. We're live from Dugger Brew House on the Talladega Courthouse Square in downtown Talladega, Alabama. Good night, ladies and gentlemen from Talladega.
Southern girl.